bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora luterana.
路德小时。
Tribun de Jesu Cristo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by Imelda Iritonang. Imelda has served as director of Lutheran Hour Ministries Indonesia since December 2011. Imelda earned a Bachelor of Literature degree from Gajah Mada University and a Master of Management and Marketing from the College of Management in Jakarta. She is a member of a children's ministry networking organization and an active member of Huria Kristen Batak Lutheran Church. She lives in North Jakarta with her husband Gerhardt and three children. Lutheran Hour Ministries Indonesia uses radio and television, mobile device messaging, print resources, and evangelism training to share the gospel throughout Indonesia. In cooperation with local Lutheran churches, the ministry reaches out to people to share the gospel message, especially to Muslims and neighboring communities. A text for our devotion from the 6th chapter of Matthew. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. People who have been harmed often have difficulty forgiving others. Truly, forgiving can be difficult, but it is not impossible. Not so long ago, our office received a response letter from one of our listeners. She had turned into the Lutheran Hour Ministries Indonesia radio program, Excellent Generation. It is a program which is aimed at a young teenage audience. The letter explained how our listener had experienced a life-changing experience after she realized forgiveness was a faith action which came when an individual was motivated by the Holy Spirit to show thanks for the Savior's gift of salvation. It is love of the Savior which gives an individual a courageous and sincere heart to forgive as we have been forgiven. The listener who sent the letter is 18 years old. She lives in the small town of South Kalimantan in South Borneo. She was born into a Muslim family in this province that is dominated by 97% Muslim people. South Kalimantan is also known as a city which has a santri, a boarding school for Islamic students. In South Kalimantan, most people are quite fanatical about their religion. Our listener, Siti is her name, became connected with Jungkar Kehidupan, Lutheran Hour Ministries Indonesia, after she tuned into our radio program whose name, when translated, means Excellent Generation. The theme for our broadcast that day was having a relationship in accordance with the will of God. At the time of our broadcast, the young lady really needed an opportunity to pour out her feelings and problems. Sadly, Siti knew she didn't dare tell her problems to her parents, and she wasn't sure about anyone else. She needed a friend whom she could trust and who would listen to her. Her problem was this. She had been devastated when her boyfriend had broken up with her after they had disagreed over morality issues. Having no one else to turn to, Siti came to us in a telephone text message. We responded and told her that we are Christians, followers of the Savior Jesus. Until that time, she had never had a Christian friend. Through this text message ministry, we shared a lot of scripture-based advice which raised her spirits and changed her life. One of those changes came when she, now Christian who had been forgiven by the Savior, ended up forgiving her boyfriend. It took time, but eventually she could not help but reflect the love she had received to those around her. Now Siti is a believer. Still, she lives in a place where being a Christian can be dangerous, which is why we encourage you to join us in asking the Lord to give her the courage to be a faithful follower of the Redeemer. Our prayer today is one we recently shared with Siti. Lord, because of the Savior's sacrifice, I ask that you will have mercy on me, a sinner. I'm sorry for all my sins. Forgive my past and help me forgive others. Lord, accept my gratitude for your love and my blood-bought forgiveness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.